The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we are here this morning on a Friday. I played the wrong thing, but it is
That's okay.
For Boat Smart. I've got Stefan Schmidt here with us.
I'm not singing.
But it's time to get ready. And he is here thanks to Key Marine, who is our sponsor for this segment. So welcome. Happy Friday.
Thank you. It is a little cold out there. We're going to talk about cold things today a little bit and how to deal with them. So we will talk about that. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website for Key Marine. Key Marine Center is our sponsor, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-437-6. That's our number, isn't it?
That's our number.
You know what happens when everything just gets kind of thrown off when we started that?
That's my fault. So now we're going to be
okay.
A little
Let
off.
Me start over
okay, here.
Here
we go.
850-492-0487 is the number. It's kind of funny because you kind of go through, you know, the spiel every Friday and you're trying to do that. Same in my classroom. I do the same thing. I kind of go through this entrance, you know, when the students come in and you try to kind of stay with the same theme and stuff like that.
Right.
So little glitches along the way messes it up, especially when you're doing live radio and live teaching as well.
Correct.
So you never know what's going to happen. So you have to ad lib sometimes,
well,
you know.
Thanks for being such a good sport.
Oh, shoot.
Because I'm still in that learning. I'm still being a rookie here.
Yeah,
so.
You're doing a great job. And I appreciate you being here because I don't know how to run that board yet. So we'll figure that
Trust
out.
Trust me, you don't want to know. But here we go. But it's getting better. It's getting better. But.
So Key Marine is celebrating 20 years in business. And that's a great thing.
In this day and age, to have a business that's that good, and in this industry, boating, in this community, you've got to be good to last.
You do have to be good. And, you know, Key Marine, they care about their customers as well as their employees. So in celebration of that, they're giving 20% off of labor now until the 20th of December. So 20% until the 20th.
Okay, that's easy
so
to remember.
You can save some time off or some money off of labor charges. That'll help you out. That'll include any kind of rigging. Maybe you need some repair services, those kind of things. So check out Key Marine and get out there and take advantage of that 20%. You may even be able to buy a certificate like for Christmas or something too. Maybe somebody needs some electronics installed and you got somebody electronics for Christmas. And you need to have them installed, so take advantage. Go out there and get a gift certificate and have Key Marine install it for you. They got some great people out there doing that. Several of my students work out there as well.
Oh, God. Well, I would think now would be a good time. You don't want to wait till June.
You're exactly right, and it is. Right
now
is a good time to get that kind of stuff done. So if you're looking to upgrade your engines, or you're looking to do some electrical work or anything like that, Key Marine is your place to go for that kind of stuff, so check them out.
Where are they located?
They are located at 5621 Bower Road.
Bower Road, okay.
Here in Pensacola, kind of in between Perdido Key and us. So
all right.
Over in Pensacola.
Talking with Stefan Schmidt here on Pep Talk with Boat Smart. Got a boat question. It's a lot of things to think about this time of year. Just text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, people tend to forget about their boats when it comes into the holiday seasons, if you want to call it that, between basically from the time the fair starts all the way past New Year's. People just kind of put their boat up and they don't think about it much. But it is a good time to think about the boat and to make sure that you are either getting it maintained or getting the problems fixed right now or getting ready for the cold weather that we're going to have a little bit of. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit here in a minute. So I do want to give some shout outs as we go into the show here. Reggie and Jeff earned their V-Engine Yamaha certification. They actually earned it a few weeks ago, and I have not had the opportunity to talk about it. The certs were sitting on my desk for a couple of weeks. We've been very busy around and, you know, with the break and everything. So I want to give a shout out to Reggie and Jeff for that. They got that V-Engine certification. It was very important to get that. It's a maintenance certification earned through Yamaha. And it's just a good opportunity for students to learn more. So we try to put students in those certifications after they've been in the program somewhere in the ballpark of about 400 hours for once they're in there, they're eligible to start doing those certifications. Yes, and it really helps the school. It helps us with the students. And, of course, the main thing is it helps the students, and that's what we're always looking for. Next Thursday, a week from yesterday, that's right, I'm having my yearly advisory meeting.
Oh,
and
what does that entail?
So the advisory meeting is I like to give a shout out to the culinary department because they are the ones that provide the food and everything and the location. We will have it down in our cafeteria area.
Nice. Okay.
We have big screen TVs. We have all the AV stuff set up in there. So I will actually have some people coming in from virtually to this meeting. But the mainstay of people will be about 15 to 20 sitting around a large table area where we have a meeting and we discuss basically what their needs are from us as a, as the employee provider, mm-hmm. right? But as well as what we can expect, you know, or need help with from the employers as well, because it's a partnership.
Of course.
Between employers and our school, not only to hire our students, but to help us with the curriculum and education process that we have there, you know, what's relevant and what's not relevant in our industry and that kind of thing. And through the years, you see things that become irrelevant that you don't, you know, in our area. Mm-hmm. Now, you move into a different area that may be more relevant up north or something like that where you have older stuff. But as we get a newer product in our area, you don't see a lot of two-stroke product. You know, that everything's four-stroke and that kind of stuff. And, of course, the motors that we deal with are going to be in the mainly in the 150 horsepower and up kind of situation, you know, so that's kind of what you're looking at in our area. So
Didn't you just have a display motor donated recently?
I did, and we're going to talk about that too because we had a visitor that came down and we're going to talk about his visit on, he was here on Wednesday, so we'll talk about that as well. So the advisor meeting, I'm very happy about that we're going to have that many people around our table. The meal that they're going to provide is surf and turf. So
yum.
The culinary department sends the students down.
Do you need my advice?
We may need your advice. So they send the students down that are setting it up. The culinary department lets the students set everything up.
Nice.
So the menu is part of it.
Right.
So the students came down to my room, two students did, and they did a great job asking me, you know, hey, you know, what? How many people are you going to have? Of course, I have everything ready. I know how many people I'm going to have and that kind of stuff, or ballpark, you know. And then what would you like? Of course, you know, we're Marine Service, so we're going to do surf and turf of some kind. We had lobster one time, lobster and steak. But this time around, I said, let's do some shrimp and steak kind of situation, baked potato, some fresh fresh asparagus grown on our property at Georgetown Tech.
Really?
Right, so we're going to have some of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and a baked potato, did I say that, and cheesecake and stuff. Mm. So I got to make my own menu, and they always do a great job cooking it. And it's a five-star type environment where
that's
they bring out the courses to you and stuff like that. So I'm excited about the food, and that's what, you know, that brings the people in a little
bit, right?
But also what it brings them in is the opportunity for them to hire my students. So I will actually have a student that will be sitting on the around the table with us from the classroom.
Okay.
Because I like to give opportunities for the advisors or partners to speak with the different people that's been in our classroom or in our classroom. I will have another student that is working out in field that came from our classroom in there that works at a local dealership.
He'll be there.
I'm going to have a student that owns his own business now that will be there,
wow.
along with all the major dealerships in our area and all the way from Panama City. So
they can see how their support is helping the industry grow and bringing new people into the industry.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Because sometimes they probably don't get to see the results of what they've done.
Exactly. And a lot of times, and I like to bring a student that's in class in there, because what happens when they come to these advisory meetings, they start talking to the other students about it as well.
Of course.
I get one in there, and that one tells everybody what they've seen and the people they met and that kind of thing. And it, you know, it gives them a little bit of a boost as far as helping them to get out there with the industry partners and make connections and that kind of stuff.
Networking.
Too. So, you know, it doesn't hurt. I would say to probably most of the time, if I put a student in that situation, they're going to definitely get a job in our industry because they've already made these connections and stuff. So after the advisory meeting, after we have the good food and stuff and I take a nap, because I always want to take a nap.
Threw that in there.
Food.
I heard you.
Yeah. So we go down to our classroom and we in our shop area, the ones that that are wanting to do that. Some people have to leave right after because it's still busy, you know, this time of year. But well, that's another thing. We try to do this in December because things slow down a little bit. So we take advantage of a little bit of a slow season for the industry. So we're not pulling them out of a business that's, you know, wide open throttle, so we really just bring them in there and do it when
we
can.
Yeah, we could do this in July.
Yeah, so they're really good about scheduling this way, you know, into the season. So I'm probably the last class or the program that's going to do our advisory meeting. So we'll take them down to the classroom, show them around all the new stuff and things that we have, those kind of things. So, again, this is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620 if you have a question or comment. Let's do it.
Okay, it says, when electric boat motors?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about that, and with the representative that was there from Mercury Marine, we were actually talking about that. That was a conversation piece. So let me touch on this. So Jeff, and I don't want to mess up his last name, Jeff...
DeDoming.
He's a technical account manager and workforce recruiting and development for Mercury Marine.
Okay.
He came down from Illinois.
Nice. He was probably happy to leave Illinois this time.
He probably was. It was still a little cold here. And so we had a question and answer session, and the electric motors did come up.
Huh. Okay.
So my students were asking a lot about that. So they're available. They're out there.
Huh. Okay.
But it's the smaller horsepower stuff. If you're looking at, and they don't go by horsepower. They go by kilowatts or something on that. I'm not into the electric stuff that much, but I can see where it could be useful to a lot of different locations, lakes that are you're not allowed to have powered stuff and stuff like that.
The only ones I've ever seen are on a lake.
Yeah,
just those little ones. Yeah. And they're in like the back of a little rowboat almost, nothing big. It's not like a...
So students were able to ask about those, and he had a conversation about it and the testing and stuff that's going into it. And, you know, in my opinion, the marine industry is not ready for that yet, just for the fact that there's a lot of, too many variables. A lot of the cars are such, they roll on tires and wheels, right? So the friction, if you want to call it that, the drag and stuff isn't as high as it is on a boat. You look at a boat, there's so much drag, right?
That's right.
It takes batteries down and things like that. And then the other thing they were very much considering is safety. Safety is a major factor when you're dealing with battery electric motors.
I would think so. You're around the water.
They have to test these things, right?
Yeah.
And they're out there to the person that, thank you for that text. They're out there. You can go to Mercury's website and you can see their product on there. And I'm not sure where all they're available and who's selling those product, but they're out there.
They're out there. Okay. Yep. If you have a question for Stefan, just text it in 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.
So Jeff came in from Mercury all the way from Illinois, and I was so happy that he did that. He spent actually 3 hours with us the first part of our day. So he did a question and answer session. Well, we also got out the G3 product, and this was pretty cool that we went over the G3 product, which is the software that Mercury uses to scan engines, troubleshoot engines. So we actually had two Mercury engines that were donated by Mercury a long time ago in a test tank. So my students were able within about 10 minutes to get these motors rigged out and ready to run. So he did a session on the G3 software.
Oh, they must have loved that.
They loved it. I put it on the big screen for them. I put it on the TV and stuff, and we're all standing outside around these motors, and the students are gathered around. I got a ton of pictures. Mr. Wiggins came down and took pictures for me. So I got a bunch of pictures that I shared with Mercury as well. And they went through that question-answer session on G3, talked to them about the inward working of the G3 software and that kind of stuff. So that was awesome. And then we went to our V12 engine that the Mercury donated, that engine that we have out there on the stand, and we walked around it for a while and talked about that, and students were able to ask questions and things like that as well.
You know what I was thinking as you were talking? It's a shame that your students don't have a teacher who's passionate and excited about what he does.
Yeah, they need to get somebody. I'm going to retire soon, so maybe in about 10 years or so, they can get somebody in there.
If you could see his face right now talking about the Mercury engines, and his eyes are lit up, and it's just, it's wonderful. Really.
I love my job.
It's so clear that you do.
I love my students. I love my school, and I do enjoy it, and it is fun.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, and I enjoy doing that, and I hope that goes across to not only the school, the students, but also the advisors and the people that support us and things like that. And I think they know I really appreciate what others do for us, to help us. And of course, it's a handshake where we're doing that. They're helping us, and then we're hoping to provide good, excellent employees for for the dealerships and stuff
clearly
like that.
Clearly you are, because you've got all these folks that are already employed that have come out of your school. So you've got the evidence to prove it.
Yeah, so it's been a great week over there. We're down to 2 weeks left until we go to break. The 20th is our last day. I was just talking to Sonny's barbecue about maybe doing a ham for our class.
I was begging
for that Marine Service discount, right? I'm always begging for
the
discount.
They were negotiating in the studio here.
We're negotiating a discount on the ham. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what we can do on that and go from there.
See, that's a good lesson for your students. Yeah. Never miss an opportunity when
it
presents
itself. Exactly. I tried to win the ham, but I didn't have the right answer earlier. So, you know, I was thinking, man, at least I can get one of those things for the class.
There you go.
You know, always looking to do stuff like that. We have, you know, little special events where students will buy pizza or something,
nice.
You know, and that kind of stuff. And
nice.
Sometimes what did we do last time? We did a chili for Thanksgiving.
I'm really not interested in learning about marine boats, but I'm interested in the class. It just sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just sounds like a great learning environment.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It is a lot of fun. But we take things serious over there too. So I don't want people to think, you know, it's all fun but we are serious about what we do. And I try to give all the lessons, not only the lessons in how to, you know, repair and troubleshoot and rig and the boats and stuff like that, but also life lessons as we go along, and those lessons present themselves to the class, you know, so we do that too,
which is great.
Yeah. And it helps these younger men and women, hopefully round them out a little bit better, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Well, giving them a passion and giving them a career, it makes a huge difference.
And that's what Jeff said when he came down from Mercury. He says, we want to get them excited. We want the students to be excited. That's why they've donated the V-12. And we're talking about even an actual running V-12. We're talking about trying to make that happen as well. So, and it is all about excitement. It is about keeping the students excited in the classroom, in the learning environment, but also not just in the classroom. But when I place a student somewhere, I want them to be excited when they go to work.
To bring that enthusiasm
for
what they do.
To bring it to that location and to bring that on. And it's up to the people that hire them to help me with that.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
To help me with that, to keep them engaged, to help, you know, give them an opportunity to grow, that kind of stuff. So, you know, and that's what the advisory meetings are all about and stuff. And we'll talk about how it went next Friday in the advisory meeting. So if you're outside this morning, you will notice, and I'm going to get a little bit into that. Probably not going to get it all in there, but, you know, let's specifically talk about the cold weather. And we talk about hard freezes that we have in our area.
I think the word is winterizing.
Winterizing, yes. Or protecting the motor from freezing, those kind of things. In our area, we don't really winterize so much, if you would call. If you're looking at winterization, you're looking at somebody that's going to store their boat for a period, long period of time. And I would call a long period of time 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 months. You know, that's a winterization or storage type.
Which is what they have to do up north.
Up north, yes, because they're not using them and that kind of thing. So it's a little more drastic up there, if you will, compared to what we do here.
Because we could have a New Year's Day that's 80 degrees here.
We can. But we could also have several days that we're down in, you know, in the 20s at night.
Right.
And we're moving up into the 35, 40 during the day. That is when you start to have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we're getting down into the hard freeze area, but we've had a cold day.
Right.
If we're up in the 60s and in the day, or the 50s, you know, where it's kind of warm and it dips down into the 30s or below freezing just a little bit, it's not a major concern.
Okay.
But when we have a period of time where that cold comes in and it sticks with us for several days, where we have a cooler day in the 30s, you know, to where
like
it don't get much above the 30s,
right.
But then we have a hard freeze at night, that's when you need to worry about your engine freezing.
So what do you do?
Outboards are easy, okay? If you have an outboard motor, it's very easy to make sure that those engines are protected. The main thing is to trim them down to a full down position.
Mm-hmm.
What that allows the engine to do, it allows it to drain the water out of the engine, but also keeps the gear case from filling up with water.
Okay.
The gear case has an exhaust cavity in the bullet of the gear case, and water can accumulate in there if it's trimmed into the up position. So if we have rain or, you know, that kind of water getting into that, or you flushed your motor for somehow, you had it up a little bit and water got in there, that water can freeze and bust the gear case.
Not good.
Okay. So if you have an outboard and you're in our area, just trim it down. Okay. That will protect
it
for these short periods.
Sounds pretty simple to me.
Yeah. And we're not talking about storing it for a long period of time. That's a different type of application. So the main thing is to talk about keeping them from freezing and busting the lower unit, that kind of thing. So outboards are pretty straightforward. If you have a water system in your boat, mm-hmm. you probably want to drain it down. And you can actually add, there's a drinkable antifreeze you can put in there for water systems. You don't use regular antifreeze.
It's a
potable antifreeze that you put in there and you flush your system with it. So if you have water systems, you can do that as well.
Okay. I did not know that that was something that existed. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. But you want to make sure it's the potable.
So you have to be very careful not to use regular antifreeze.
Yes. Right? That would not be good.
Don't do that.
I don't want
anybody to ever think that I said that. So make sure you use potable. And you can get that at RV places. You can get it at boat dealerships and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's typically on larger boats that have water systems, heads, but bathrooms and that kind of stuff. Okay.
Right.
So the outboard and the water systems are fairly easy to take care of when that comes into mind. Okay. So when you're looking at stern drives and inboards, that's a little bit of a different factor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about stern drives. Same principle. You want to trim the drive all the way down so the bullet area, the exhaust area, does not get full of water and freeze and bust that area. If you are unable to do that, you can use that same RV antifreeze inside that bullet to help, keep it from freezing as well, and pour a little bit in there and kind of, help that some, okay?
So you're watching the weather, the weather forecast.
Yeah.
When should you do that?
So
this day of, the day before?
You should do it the day of. If you're planning on not using your boat, you probably should go ahead and do all that stuff,
right?
Go ahead and have it winterized. That way, if you're not using it for the next few months, you don't have to worry about it. You're out of town or something, you're busy, it comes a hard freeze. Take it to Key Marine and let them winterize it for you. Get it ready to,
So they can do that for you.
They can do that for you.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
They can do it. And that will help you.
Okay.
Okay. So the stern drives, again, it's a principle of getting the drive down so the drive unit will drain. And then you got to get into a little bit further into that, probably a lot of stuff that people don't want to tackle. And that would be draining the engine block and stuff like that from water. Okay. So, you get into it a little bit deeper.
In my experience with boat ownership, I think it's better to let the professional do it.
I believe so.
But it always makes me nervous when someone gets in there and says, I can do it, and they start tinkering around. I'm like, let the professional do it.
Yeah, because a frozen block or manifolds may or may not be covered by insurance.
Oh.
It can be. I have seen times where it was.
Okay.
But also, let me tell you this, and this is something that most, if a dealership winterizes your boat, and you leave it at that dealership and you're paying storage and stuff and the boat never leaves there, they're going to probably guarantee their work.
Okay. That matters.
If the boat leaves, they no longer have the ability to guarantee a winterization because they don't know if you put it in the water, if you ran the boat, if you anything like that, right?
Right.
So there's a gray area in those kind of situations, right? So, and I'm not 100% sure that all dealerships will actually guarantee this because there's little pockets and stuff like that in there that can freeze and bust. But your best bet, I've personally winterized up north where we do long-term winterization. I've done it here in the south. And I've never, an engine that I've winterized, I've never had an issue with. Everything was good and we never have issues. So it's a good insurance to help keep your engine from freezing. So let's say you don't have time to get your boat to Key Marine.
Right.
And you have an inboard or stern drive. It's sitting in your driveway and you get a hard freeze. A quick way to mitigate the problem or to make sure that you don't have a frozen block or at least try not to have a frozen block, 25-watt light bulb or something you can hang it in the bilge area. It's not the safest way to do it, but it is a way to get the temperature up. A 25-watt light bulb will keep the temperature in there from freezing, so you could actually drop one in there for a day or two to let it, heat
that's
up
smart.
The area.
Yeah,
so
very
that
clever.
Will help
yeah.
you. Yeah,
and
that's
inexpensive.
For short term.
Yeah.
Very short term. Not recommended. It's not the best, fix for that situation. And then after that, get it somewhere, let somebody winterize it for you if you see a hard freeze coming and stuff like that, I've dropped bulbs in boats before, and let them heat them up a little bit overnight and stuff. And
that sounds like a great idea.
But turn it off during the day, go back out and plug them back in. Electricity goes out. I don't know what to tell you.
Then
you're
we got about a minute left already,
yeah,
Stephan.
Yeah,
what do you want to leave us with?
Well, we're going to continue with talking about freezing and winterization and stuff like that as we go into the next week. I'm going to have a student come in a couple weeks also that wanted to come on the show, and I like to have students on the shows too, so we're going to do that as well. So, it's just a good opportunity for people to listen in and learn. And I just appreciate all the listeners and the text message that we got today. And thank you to Key Marine for sponsoring our show.
Thank you, Stefan, for coming in on Friday morning and keeping us informed about boating and all things marine. He does a super job at Georgetown Technical College. If I could be a student of his, I would, but I'd be his nightmare student.
You can be a student. Come on in. We'll train you.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
This is Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be back after the news.